Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 through 28. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. We now join the live service.
A reading from Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life, and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. There's a slight problem with today's epistle. It starts in the middle of a sentence. A necessary downside to using pericopes, that is, considering only a small portion of the scriptures at a time. Since you can't start in the middle of a sentence, the words have been slightly altered as I read them. Put off your old self, I said, spoken as a command. It actually ought to be something like having put off your old self, showing that the putting off has already happened in the past. And more, it might be even better said, you have put off your old self, or you learned that you have put off your old self. Because we've missed Paul's preceding exclamation. This is not the way that you Ephesians learned Christ. He says that you are not to walk like the Gentiles, with futile minds, darkened, and alienated from the life of God. That's not the way, the life, or the truth that Christ looks like. You were taught better. You were catechized in the faith. You were given the example of Jesus and shown the gospel and the life that corresponds to that truth. You were rescued from sin, death, and the power of the devil. So, living in sinful, deathly, and devilish ways, that would make very little sense. It's as if we have sometimes forgotten what we learned. Well, let's remember it. You heard Christ, and you were taught in him as the truth, life, and way are in Jesus. You learned that you have put off the old man, which belongs to your former way of life, corrupt through deceitful desires. Instead, you were taught that you are being renewed in the spirit of your mind. And you learned that you have put on the new man, created according to the likeness of God in righteousness and holiness. Baptism is where this happened. The garments of sin, your birthright and mine, were stripped away then. The unclean spirit was cast out, and the Holy Spirit entered in to begin his renewing work. And the new man, Christ Jesus, was put on you like a garment. Indeed, many of us were given white cloth to symbolize the robe of Christ's righteousness that covers our sins. And you've grown in the knowledge of Christ ever since. So if this is really all past tense, have we changed the meaning of St. Paul by altering the words into a command in today's reading, by making it say, put off and put on? Well, not really. Colossians, for example, and elsewhere, we see St. Paul command it just like this, for one thing. But you also have learned Christ from the Catechism on baptism, particularly that part that is practically stolen right out of today's epistle. Baptism indicates that the old man must, by daily contrition and repentance, be drowned and die together with all sins and evil desires, and that a new man daily emerge and arise to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. Baptism's work is to do this in us by the power of Christ's word and spirit. Baptism thus indicates that this will continue throughout our lives. And if that is so, then it is always appropriate to exhort one another in Christ back to this very thing again. Now, all of the daily particular therefores of what it means that you have and are putting off the old sinful nature and have and continue to put on the new man in Christ. All those therefores could go on for many, many sermons. Thankfully, we do use pericopes. So that means that three of these are enough to consider for today. First, you have learned that Christ is the truth. Therefore, all falsehood is to be put away from you, especially in the church. We're members of one another. So lying to your fellow Christians, that is about as wise as lying to yourself. Second, you have learned that Christ is merciful and is forgiving. We heard this very thing yesterday. Therefore, and in light of St. James, who we will hear about tomorrow, remember what he writes in his epistle, that the anger of man never produces the righteousness of God. Far from being our highest virtue, anger is something that in our sinful hearts gives opportunity for the devil. So put anger off. At the very least, put it to rest each night before you go to bed. And third, you have learned that Christ restored what Adam lost, paradise. Therefore, live and work, dear saints, as if for Christ himself, and as if you were in paradise already, where work can be done for the sake of its own good, not to be held up over against someone else or even up against God. You are free to work honestly, cheerfully, and with an eye to your neighbor's good, confident that in the kindness of our Creator, you are well taken care of. So then, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice pleasing to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Eric Nieder, who is deployed. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.